President Bush has been presented with the findings of the September 11th Commission, which was headed by Chairman Thomas Kane and Lee Hamilton. The full report has just been released. The president spoke about the commission from the Rose Garden at the White House.
I want to thank these two gentlemen for serving their country so well and so admirably. They've done a really good job of learning about our country, learning about what went wrong prior to September the 11th, and making very solid, sound recommendations about how to move forward.
NPR's Don Gagne joins me now from the White House. Don, what else did the president say?
Well, we heard him continue to praise Hamilton and Kane for what he called a very common sense approach to gathering the information that they've put together in this book. The president said it was important work, and he noted that the report recognizes there is still a terrorist threat out there and that steps do need to be taken to protect the country from future attacks.
Was he formally briefed on the report? I mean, what does that mean?
He was not formally briefed on the report by the co-chairman, Kane and Hamilton. The White House instead had the commission chairs brief yesterday the president's national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice, and White House legal counsel, Alberto Gonzalez. Again, that took place yesterday afternoon. They have since discussed the findings with the president. Today, Chairman Kane and Hamilton talked about the report with the president in the Oval Office, but really only in general terms. And this event today in the Rose Garden was largely ceremonial with the presentation of that bound book.
Let's talk about the political risks of this report for the president. Is the White House afraid voters might blame him for the September 11th attacks and all the problems in the report?
They certainly want to make sure that doesn't happen. But yes, there is absolutely risk. Even though the commission affixed no specific blame on this White House or on the previous administration, it is still not good for President Bush, now just, what, about 100 days plus just a few away from the election, for the country to be focusing so much on what went wrong prior to 9/11, what went wrong that led to the attacks, and having people wondering, were there opportunities missed? So yes, there is risk, but the president will focus on the positive.
We have been hearing that this report would recommend the creation of a national intelligence czar. It is out now. It has done just that. Do you expect the president to follow any of the commission's recommendations?
I don't think he can ignore all of the commission's recommendations, but in terms of which ones he gets behind and really lobbies for, we'll have to see.
Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Don Gagne, White House correspondent for NPR, speaking from the White House.